Now, I have in front of me five musicians from the Center for Young Musicians. The oldest is 10. The youngest person is 6. And each of them is going to play two songs. You'll get a chance to hear from them after they play, but we'll hear them one at a time. And Isla is going to start with a song called May's Song. So let me introduce to you Isla Wiegand Hammond.
Hello.
It's beautiful, such good tone. And now you have one more to do, I believe, and it's called Windward Lullaby.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Now, Isla is going to come to the green microphone while William gets ready to play. And William is Isla's older brother, I do believe. And they are both from Fairview Elementary School. And I'll ask you to just, there we go. We'll have a chance to say hello to you now, Isla. Can you tell me how long you've been taking lessons?
About 2 years.
And what are some of the things you like about playing the guitar?
Well, I like that there are different levels of songs, and I like to compose my own songs.
Have you written many?
Yes, I have.
When you write your own songs, do you have words too?
No.
Just the melody part of it?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Have you played them for other people?
Yes.
Because sometimes they're so personal, you want to work on them a little bit first. Can you tell me the names of some of the songs you've written?
Well, I did compose Windward Lullaby. I composed another one called Sunrise at Dawn. And I composed The Stocking Kitten, and a lot of other ones.
The Stocking Kitten. I like the name of that. You don't mean stocking like a sock. You mean stocking like a cat moving and sort of stalking a mouse or something else?
Both.
Yeah, both. Yeah, I guess both would work. What else do you like to do in addition to playing the guitar?
Well, I like to hear music, and I like to swim and play hockey.
Excellent. And is there anybody you would like to say hello to who might be listening, a shout out?
No one other than my parents and my grandparents.
Wonderful. Now, would you like to introduce the next player? All you would have to do is say, here is, and then his name. Do you want to do that?
Here is William Wiegand Hammond.
That was William Wigan Hammond, Isla's older brother, and a song called Shoot for the Moon. And now here comes the song. I think you'll recognize this song. We'll see. Not because of the way William's going to play it, but whether you know this song from it being a hit. William Wigan Hammond, you can clap if you want out there. A lot of people, we can't hear you very well in the studio, but it's fun to watch you clap. Let's have William sit where Ezra is, and Ezra will get into ready position to play next. And if you didn't know that song, that was Take On Me, a big hit for Aha. And I can remember it's one of my favorite music videos, if not the favorite music video of mine. And William, you did a great job with that. Let me get your microphone a little better. There we go. So how long have you been playing guitar?
Same as my sister, about 2 years.
Oh, so the two of you have been learning together.
Yeah.
You're so close in age, it makes sense. Do you take lessons with each other?
No.
Okay, so independently, do you ever practice together?
No, because then then our songs just get messed up and then it becomes a whole jumble of music.
It's probably better to have your own individual style develop too, I would think, as you work on it. What do you like about playing guitar?
I like making, composing music and just listening to music on the radio and trying to figure out, like, what the notes are, and then whenever it plays again, trying to sing along with it or hum along with it.
That's excellent. I like how you said radio there. A lot of people, you know, listening on the radio, that's a good thing. It's fun to play by ear like that. Are you usually, is that how you figured that song out?
No, we
I would imagine Eric helped teach you how to do it. That had to be hard to master, was it?
I learned it last year and played it a couple of times at concerts, and then this is the first time I'm doing radio, and I was just like, why don't I just play this on the radio?
And you did a great job. You told me you were feeling a little nervous beforehand, but you didn't seem nervous at all. What else do you like to do?
I like building Legos. I like reading. I like playing tennis, and I like biking and sledding and swimming.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to have you here. And now Ezra is the youngest of our players today. He is a student at Winchester Thurston's City Campus. And we will hear from Ezra. He'll do two songs. The first is called Autumn Waltz. It will be followed by Meadow Minuet. This is Ezra White. I can't wait to talk to Ezra. He is going to come over and change positions with Libby, who will come up to play next. Ezra did a great job with those two songs, Meadow Minuet, and before that, Autumn Waltz. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live on a Saturday morning, and these are musicians who study with Eric Reeb. I've got that Reeby, sorry, Eric. I should remember that. Eric, E-R-I-C-H, Reeby, R-I-E-B-E, who is with the Center for Young Musicians. And it's great to hear them. We're going to swing this microphone right over to you, Ezra. I'm very proud of you, the way you played, and especially not only because you're the youngest person here, but you played so beautifully. How long have you been learning?
Well, for about 2 years. For this year, the year before this.
And can you tell me some of the things you enjoy about playing guitar?
Well, I enjoy also figuring out songs that I hear.
You too. Just like William was telling us, and I'll bet you all like doing that. So if you hear a song on the radio or on TV, or do you like to try to figure out how to play it? It's kind of like a puzzle, I guess.
Yes.
And do you ever make up your own songs?
Yes.
Do they have words?
No.
Interesting. So do they have names? Okay, have you given any of them titles?
Well, one of them I have not given it a title. It's the one that I'm most proud of and the one that I just made up yesterday.
Yesterday? And it's the one you're proudest of so far?
Yes.
What do you like? Why are you so proud of it?
Well, it's longer, and it uses a lot of things that I don't usually use in my writing songs.
What are some of those things?
So it would be like more chords.
So that
some are more faster. It has bass notes in it within chords.
Wow. So you're incorporating a lot of what you've learned all together into one song. That is exciting. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
Well, I will do my grandparents in Colorado, my grandmother in Philadelphia, and my grandfather in New York.
Great. Anybody else?
I think that that's it.
Wonderful. And I need – thank you very much. You played so well. And William, I didn't ask you about shout-outs. Is there anybody – I know Isla mentioned some people, but you might have wanted to mention people too.
I'd like to have a shout-out to my parents who are out in the waiting room out there, and also my grandma, who I believe is listening right now, and my old nanny, Donna.
Excellent. Is she your former nanny, or is she really old?
She's our former nanny.
Okay, I'm just teasing. My old, it'd be like a 98-year-old nanny. It'd be kind of funny to think about that. She'd have a stalking cat as a pet. Now we're going to introduce the first of two siblings. We're going to have Libby play, and then we'll talk to Libby, but we're going to talk to her brother Josh before Josh plays. We'll talk to the two of you together. And Libby is going to play Long, Long Ago, followed by Allegro. Thank you. That was a lively song. And now I'm going to have Libby temporarily sit where Ezra is. So, Ezra, if you wouldn't mind standing up, we'll have Libby come over. We're playing musical chairs here with all this nice music that we have. And Ezra, we'll have you sit where Josh is. But first, I'm going to talk to Libby and Josh together. So don't worry, you'll have a seat again. This is why we're building a bigger studio. slbradio.org/donate. So, Libby, I want to learn first from you about how long you've been playing the guitar and what you like about playing the guitar.
I've been playing the guitar for 2 or 3 years, and why I like guitar is it's not a screen and it helps you with your math, and it's really fun to play.
It's not as, what did you say at the beginning?
It's not a screen, it's just really fun to play.
I see. And is there anybody you would like to say hello to? Any shout-outs?
My grandparents and my mom and my dad.
Wonderful. And what else do you like to do?
I like to swim, play soccer, and read.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us. And now let's pivot that microphone right over to your brother, Josh. And Josh, you're going to be playing waltz, followed by a song that I think everyone's going to recognize. But I'd like to know a little bit more about you. You're Libby's older brother. You're 9.
Yes.
And you both go to Shadyside Academy Country Day School. Any shout-outs for you?
Yes. Our grandparents in Florida, our grandparents here, and my parents.
Excellent. And how long have you played guitar?
This is my 5th year.
Oh, so you've been at this. That's why they saved you for the end, I'll bet, because you've been at this for a long time. What has kept you at it for so long? You must really like it.
Well, it's really fun, and if you're in the, like, if you're having a bad day at school, you can come home and listen to music, and you can listen to, like, rock to get you into a better mood. That's personally what I like, except that for other people, they can listen to, like, Simon Garfunkel and all that, and all those, like, classical musicians, and it can really cheer you up sometimes.
That's great. Who are some of your favorite rock groups?
AC/DC, Rush, Led Zeppelin, David Bowie, and a lot more that I just don't have on my mind right now.
Well, I'm just happy to hear those that you mentioned. Well, we're going to have you play, and I want to thank all of you for being here. Now, while I have you all here, is there anything you meant to say that you didn't get a chance to say? William raised his hand right away.
I also want to have a shout-out to my dog who had surgery yesterday, and she's back in the house, and she's doing fine.
What's her name?
Juno.
Juno, hope you're feeling better. Anybody else? Okay, so let's have Josh go up and get ready to play, and then Ezra can have a seat where Josh was. I, meanwhile, will let you know that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Coming up shortly, we have vocalist Ryder Bowles, who is 12 and from North Allegheny. He's going to be singing. I can't wait to hear from him. And then at 11 o'clock today, we have a Crossing Fences oral history featuring artist Ramon Riley. And then in our last hour together for this morning, you're going to get to hear Bare Bones. They'll be in studio performing today. I also want to thank the Center for Young Musicians and Eric Reby for being here today. He does such a good job supporting the kids. Eric is, you know, in the background, quietly watching and observing. And what's amazing about your students, Eric, is as each performs, they are each watching the student performing learning and respectfully observing. And it's really a great thing to see. And I'm sure that comes from parents, but I'm sure that also comes from you as well, teaching musicianship and how things are.
Yeah, sure. We talk about that a bit in our lessons and at the concerts that we host too at Center for Young Musicians. You know, all the students are encouraged to stay throughout the entire concert and listen to all the other performers, because you can learn just as much by listening.
Excellent. Hopefully parents stay the whole way through, and it works well all the way around.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a surprise final song that you're going to hear, and Josh already gave you a hint, but you probably won't know until you hear it. But the first song Josh is going to do is called Waltz. That was your waltz, and now I don't think this next song is a waltz. I think it's in 4/4, but we'll take a listen here. It's my last chance to thank all of you for being here today. Isla, William, Ezra, Libby, and once again, and Eric, and once again, Josh. Thank you. That was amazing. And when that song first came out, I was about your age. David Bowie, 2001, Space Oddity. Thank you to all of you for playing today.